بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends different conditions in this world, either as a test or as a punishment. How does a person understand that the certain condition is a test or a punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Many a times you might find that a certain condition is an adverse condition, not favorable. So a person feels now that this is azab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but in reality is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a condition may be good, and a person might think also is good, but behind this now a person falls into sin and away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then outwardly it might look like a ni'mat and a bounty, but in reality it's not, it's a trap for a person. The conditions we are going to right now internationally, globally, how do we look at this? Ulama explained to us from different angles. We understand from two incidents that where outwardly it might look like a musibah, a calamity, but in reality a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala if we react correctly. If a condition, a halat comes upon a person and that condition spurs a person on to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that condition is a bounty and ni'mat for that person. And if a condition comes upon a person and he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes more lax in his deen, then in reality that condition was a punishment for him. There was once in a certain town where there were many thieves that were roaming the streets at night. So the local guard went out at night to check who was roaming around the streets. There was a person not fully in his senses, a beggar, a vagabond walking around. So this security person, this marshal, thought to himself there must be a thief. So he approached him without asking anything and took out his baton, his stick, and he began to beat him up. And this beggar is asking him, what wrong did I do? But there's no answer. He continued beating him up and he hit him and he hit him till he began to run for his life. He came to the outer part of the city, of the town, and there was a wall there. He jumped over the wall and he landed into an orchard, into a garden. And there he saw the person with whom he had a lot of muhabbat and love and a good relationship. This person who would always be generous to him. When he saw the person who he had love for, then he turned to the skies and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah for sending that marshal to beat him up. Thanking the stick, that baton, the hand that hit him, the baton that hit him, the person that hit him, thanking him. Outwardly it looked like a musibat and calamity, that this person is beating me up. But where he landed him now, in the orchard, in the garden of the person who was most generous to him, now he thanked that person for beating him up. But outwardly it looked like a musibat and calamity, turned out to be a ni'mat for this person. The incident of another person is waiting for an operation. And he had the evil habit of abusing his eyes, looking at haram things, looking at women, etc. And now he's about to go into theater, about to go under anesthetic. And then now his nafs comes to the fore and tells him that before they put you out to sleep, here's a beautiful nurse, so to say, that now you look at her the last time before you fall asleep. Now he's a man, he's about to high, he's turning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he begins to shout his nafs. Because you taunt, how dare you at this moment of my life, I don't know whether I want to pull through or not, whether I will come out alive, and now you're telling me to make sin and guna. But when he was in good condition, they used to abuse his eyes, looking at the haram things. Now, when he's in this certain type of calamity, now his iman is talking to him, that how dare you encourage me to look at haram. So we look at our condition right now, that where we have all in this lockdown, that which way am I turning? Globally, internationally, but my own individual self. Is this type of condition taking me closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, thereby it being a ni'mat and a bounty? Or is it taking me away from Allah that I have all the spare time? More time on haram things, devices, gadgets, or TV, etc. If it is so, then this is an azab for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for me. Allah wants to distance me more away from Him. But if this condition is taking me closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that now I have time to engage in salah, to check my namaz is correct. I have more time to engage in nawafil, in nafil namazes. I've got qaza, umri, qaza namaz, I have to catch up. So many years zakat I haven't paid possibly. So many years roza I haven't kept. In my youth I broke so many roza and fast in the month of Ramadan. Now I'm taking hisab, I'm taking stock of my life. Ya Allah, as if I'm already in my qabr. If this is happening to me right now, then this outward musibat and condition and calamity, so to say, is in reality a ni'mat and bounty for me. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to take stock of our lives and to rectify our past. Akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.